Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Chubby Carcass, where we cover everything and anything that's lowbrow, humorous, disgusting, and it's got to be fucking funny as hell. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special panel today. To my left, I got Smelly.
Hey.
To my other left, I got Heater.
Hey.
And with his perch dink, okay, moving on. We have very special no-neck fucking manatee-looking fat fucking guest. His name is Dancy. Dancy, holler at your boy.
What up, dog? What's going on,
Dancy? Jesus.
He kind of looks like Grimace, too.
A little bit. Like, you paint Grimace purple. The sea cow.
Dump, is this a fucking thing where you fucking interdump my intro? You know something? Fuck it. What's your name?
Dump.
What's your name? Dump.
And then to my direct...
Yeah, I'm here too.
To my direct right, because he doesn't want to be sitting anywhere near Heater because he gets a hand job. Narc.
Touches my dick all the time. I don't want it.
It's a nice dick.
Don't touch mine.
Well, hey, you know what? Compliments. Next time I'm going to sit near you. Since you complimented it, I'll
sit
next to you.
There you go. Flattery. Hate chivalry isn't dead.
Chivalry isn't dead.
Narc, because you're so talkative, I'm gonna shoot to you right off the hop. You told me a story. Fuck, it was years ago. You talked to me about some sideburns.
Oh fuck.
Okay, now I've got sideburns on my face. Nancy,
yeah, it's not on your face. A little lower.
A little lower. Yeah, so coach me through this. How this goes?
I was set up with a broad somehow, some way. This is lots of years ago, and
well, Lisa wasn't a dude.
That's true. There is a positive thing.
Well, positive note.
We're talking about handlebar.
No, it's, yeah. So, anyways, long story to get shorter. We're getting a little hot and heavy and getting down to the business, the meat and potatoes.
Okay, so you're trying to fuck her. Like, Jesus, yeah. What are you doing? Oh, like, churching this up?
Hey, he doesn't have many of these stories. Let him roll with it. Right. He's stretching it
up. Yeah, he's up on
me. Well, it's because he was so excited to be here today, so we're going to make sure. Okay.
Anyways, I start pulling the cottons down.
She was wearing cottons?
Cottons are flavor savers. They're no good if they're no
Trust
good
me.
In there.
Those are fucking no Shark Week panties.
I knew it was no good.
That's what those are.
Those are underwear for those. Yeah.
I was a young man, didn't know any better.
Fucking Aunt Flo was in town. That is a red light.
They hold heat.
Yeah. Heat and sweat for real.
Dump knows. He's worn them.
If cotton panties had a sound effect, it would go like that. Yeah.
They're no good. Anyways, as I peeled them down...
Oh. Oh, there was a double.
I got kind of at closer inspection. There was some sideburns went all the way around her asshole.
Whoa!
What?
Yeah,
hey, hold on.
Huh?
Okay, okay.
So we're talking 1975
around the raisin.
Oh, so when the bush hair starts just under the nipples.
Her bush actually took a field trip to her asshole. Well, it went from the top half through the crevice of the in between where you want to be
by the turkey lips.
Yeah, to her asshole.
Wow.
Where did you meet this?
Rig?
It wasn't. It was a friend of a friend of a friend's dog's uncle's cousin's whatever sister.
So Alabama,
something like that.
Fucking Arkansas.
It was just they're a hookup to go Kansas. Wherever. Things just happened to go where it went. I shut her down. I couldn't deal with that. You know, as picky as I'm not. That was one thing I wasn't willing to deal with.
You shouldn't be.
Are you trying to fucking... Are you trying to tell us you're picky after that?
Okay. Absolutely, I was
picky. No, you
got to
be picky, though, because our cousin, remember? Our cousin, Kay, took down this fucking broad from Red Rooster down the fucking street. He's like, oh, I really like her, whatever, like that. And I'm like, hey, listen, you got to be careful with what the fuck you do here, all right? Yeah, it's fine.
And what did you mean by that?
Well, she's kind of fucking... You look real hard put away went.
Rode hard and put away wet, so, yeah. Like, if it, like, the water boy, you know, Vicky Valancourt.
Yeah, Vicky Valancourt's hot.
She's hot, but right? She might have fucking had something.
I wouldn't kick her to bed.
We're talking borderline homeless.
More like
the upper class bus stop.
Yeah,
wars. Like, all right.
There looked like there was something off. Like
not right? From Forest Lawn, but...
So anyways,
like,
I tell them...
Dover.
Dover.
Yeah. Let's not put off anybody making money in Forest Lawn.
Sorry.
So we didn't piss anybody off?
Nope.
So I tell them, like, hey, you might want to be careful with this one. Okay? Oh, yeah, no, I'm fine. Yeah, I'm going to double wrap, whatever. I'm like, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, but just fucking, hey, something's going on here. Comes back out. Comes out of the room. Yeah, did all this, did all that. I'm like, okay, so what happened? Whatever, give me the details. Well, you know, I banged her, did all this shit, and I ate her out. I'm like, whoa, what? You can't be fucking eating no randoms, man. You can't be fucking doing
that.
Says who? Says who?
Hold on. A one that looked like this.
Hey, hold on. That's okay. My first move, usually.
Yeah, that's my go-to.
That's before a dick pic even comes.
Well, you know what? Okay, so anyways, this story doesn't end well.
I am in your Tinder with eating you out before my dick even shows up.
This asshole is out. Yeah, no, I ate her out. I said, no, that's a fucking bad idea. No, I can't do it. Fuck, you can't be doing this for fucking randoms, whatever.
So you're upset with this
I'm
guy.
I'm upset with him, okay? I tell him, like, you fuck can't be doing this shit. Anyways, 2 days later, this cocksucker develops a fucking Kool-Aid mustache. I'm like, what the fuck is on your face?
Oh, yeah. He just busts through the wall.
I said,
what the fuck's on your face? Well, I don't know. That's kind of a fucking little bit of a rash. I'm like, you don't have a fucking mustache. You don't fuck all that.
Is your humidifier not working?
I'm like, something happened to you. What was it? I'm like, you fucking ate out that fucking bad. That's what's going on with these fucking assholes. Got Compound W fucking work cream fucking smearing it all over his lips. He got white shit everywhere. Looks like he just had a sip of milk. I'm like, hey, you can't be doing that ever. Like, fucking ever. Nobody does that shit.
Shut don't.
Yeah, he had that rash for a fucking week. For a week.
Yeah. So this asshole went, okay, when I say asshole, I mean some random narc. You know something? Fuck it. Let's take us through some of the slang that we've talked about before. Oh, when I say some asshole, I mean?
Just a random guy who has no real value to anything.
and then a donkey.
And when
a
I
donkey
say donkey.
Is a very similar asshole. He's just a little bit more loved.
You know him.
Yeah, he's
a part of him, at least.
No, he has bearing, or he or she. Has bearing on the situation,
on the story.
But you're not really happy about it at
all.
No, so they're just some donkey.
You don't have enough respect to really call them by their name. They're just a fucking donkey.
If you ever think that you
a variable to the situation.
If you're asking what a donkey is, you are the fucking donkey. At the end of it all.
Yeah.
The reason why I ask this is because so many people ask me, like, was it an actual donkey? I'm like, listen, Canada's not full of fucking donkeys, okay? It's full of donkeys, but it's not full of donkeys. Well, you understand what I'm saying to you? So if I can use that analogy, if you ask what a donkey is, you have now become a fucking donkey.
Right. You are the fucking donkey. Yeah. Straight up. Bottom line.
That's true.
Dump, I want to fucking get into something really quickly. I want to talk to you. Put fucking narc sideburns aside.
Burns.
I want to talk to you about the time that you and Heats decided to go to the mall, and he was wearing white fucking pants like an idiot.
White guest jeans.
Who fucking wears white pants?
They were Dickie's mom's. They were the only ones that fit.
Okay, you're wearing some guy's mom's pants?
You're wearing women's
They
jeans?
Were cool, man. It was 1995.
You had the red patch, not the green patch?
Yeah.
He had the green patch.
There's a triangle patch, and then there's a not triangle patch.
Yeah. Listen, I didn't get to buy guests ever, so I didn't know the green patch from the red one.
We didn't.
As long as you had a patch, you were living the dream.
How did that set up, Dump? There was Purple met a bunch of girls on the internet.
No, there's
Purple
prior,
is a human being.
Purple is like Egon from the Ghostbusters.
Hey, there's prior fucking knowledge to this. We were over at the pub drinking eating some wings and fucking drinking some beers. And this asshole always eats teriyaki wings, okay? Eating the shit out of teriyaki wings, slops them in, fucking loves it. So, whatever, he fucking crushed a few of these, whatever, his gut must have gurgled, something happened. The cunt doesn't wear underwear, we know that, right? And a fucking asshole has the audacity to wear white fucking jeans.
Oh, anyways,
he turns around, and fucking, I look back at him, and I see that there's a little bit of a fucking splotch at the back.
So it was noticeable from a splotch.
Okay, so it's noticeable, right? So I'm like, hey, what the fuck you got going on behind here? Something happened. Oh, fuck, teriyaki. That's not fucking teriyaki, man. Fucking stinks, but it's not gonna be fucking teriyaki.
Yo, I don't remember this story like you don't remember. Give me a hand job.
Okay.
And the saga continues.
So moving forward, we go to meet these broads, and we're going to the mall or whatever like that. And this fucking asshole is walking. He's kind of walking to the side and shit. And he's like, oh, I can come into the bathroom with me, or whatever. I'm like, I don't go into the fucking bathroom with you. I know what you're doing. You know those fucking pants. Anyways, he's in the fucking bathroom, this asshole. He's got the fucking stall door open, okay? And he's wiping out the bottom of these fucking pants because he shit himself. Okay? And I'm trying not to
it's
look
a,
at him.
It was busy, the fucking bathroom. It was, yeah, it's a mall. That's why I did it, because I was so fucking embarrassed. And you know me, when I get embarrassed, I'm like, fuck it, I'm all in.
Yeah, you're all in.
And I made this asshole walk me up to the shitters. Fucking family day. At the fucking mall. And I'm sitting there, and like, there's dads holding their little kids' units. Fucking, come on, son.
And there's men, dude, in the dressing room holding their kids'
Oh, it was fucking packed, man. Saturday afternoon, Chinook Mall. And I'm fucking pants down to my ankles, wiping them. Water, paper towels, fucking. I'm like, fucked up. Can't believe I shit myself.
Yeah, he's like, the door open.
But the thing is, I'm trying not to really acknowledge him at all.
And I knew it.
I don't really want to know him and anything, right?
Tell me you're not laughing your ass off. No,
he was embarrassed.
No, he's embarrassed. He's embarrassed. I know Dump well enough to know that he's just like, you don't exist. No,
but he's still being a good friend. He'll accompany me, and he's not happy about it. But none of the other fucking idiots wanted to, because they were meeting all the chicks and fucking doing shit. Yeah. They fucking aborted me.
I'd have been with the other guys too, but
you wouldn't have been wheeling shit.
Standing beside the fucking paper towel machine, kind of just hanging out, looking like a creep a little bit, and this asshole's two stalls out. I'm like, oh fuck, that's me. That's my name. I better go fucking kind of mosey over all these other assholes in there with their fucking kids. Jesus Christ, I can't believe it. I shit myself. I'm like, oh fuck, now we're both done. Like,
cover blown.
Cover blown. Completely blown.
Do you remember the end of that night, Dump? We went to this because the chicks were, it was like a band or something that Purple met on the internet.
Okay, Purple is a human being.
His well, actually, his name's Purple because his dick is purple, but we just call him Purple now.
Fuck it, let's dive into that real quick, just so that everybody that hears the word purple understands.
His fucking root looks like a pickled beet, for fuck's sake. Anyways.
He's right.
Like, he looks like he's fucking got 14 bad hand jobs. In a row.
From a girl with fucking sandpaper hands.
Yeah, fucking 40 grit. So, anyways, we had these fucking girls, and we took them back to the hotel. That was the deal. There's like 20 of these fucking girls. We're 16, 17. They're 16, 17. We're all in their hotels, and I got a shit stain on my white fucking jeans. So I'm sitting in the one hotel room because I ain't fucking moving. And these assholes are all—they're getting finger blasting girls and fucking roaming around. And I'm—and they keep coming in to check on me because they're nice guys. I'm still sitting in the one room by myself. I had no fucking money for a train. I had no money for a cab. We're 15. I had enough for a Big Bear and. Not enough for a new pair of jeans, that's for sure.
You needed a new pair.
I think you need to make up Uber jeans.
Yeah.
Uber jeans.
Holy fuck, you're on to $1 million idea right there.
Uber don't jeans, tell them on the air, you idiots.
Holy fuck. Oh, Dump, yeah. Please coach me through this fat, no-neck, fucking walrus-looking son of a bitch next to you. His name is Dancy. And like we mentioned on the last show, but this fucking guy has no neck, and it's so, like, I created a song. Okay. Head,
have
no neck, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Has anyone out there ever seen the movie? Anyone ever seen the movie The Blob? Okay. Or Jabba the fucking Hutt. One of the two.
Jabba. If you own my autograph, I'll be here all week. Okay.
He's gonna find somewhere to poke a hand out of that neck and sign something for you.
Yeah, I'm not happy about it.
Okay, so
Dump. Don't ever make right that face ever again.
He's doing the movements right now.
We need to get video. Dump, you need to coach me through this fat. Okay, I remember it was at our house when we lived together.
Yeah.
This fat fuck brought home another fat fuck.
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
Two whales together, yeah.
She wasn't even that big back.
She was only 590.
Not compared to you.
Anytime you say that big or that bad means still bad, still big. But not
she's
that big, not that bad.
She's big. And they
she was pleasantly plump.
Well, okay, you know what? I'll give you this. You both fit on the fucking couch somehow.
So there you go.
It wasn't a love seat. That was a full-size couch.
It was a full-size couch. They fit on there together.
It was a sectional.
Kind of. They fit on there together, kind of, but not laying together.
Not comfortably.
Feet to feet or fucking face to face. Okay, long-wise. Not
I chose
feet
to feet, actually.
No, it's not width-wise. That ain't going to fucking happen. So anyways, I get up in the morning, and I look over this fucking blorf, and I'm like, hey, what do you got going on?
Okay, hold on, blorf. Take me through blorf, because people get mad at me. You have no idea.
Okay, so
what the fuck is your slang mean?
Blorf, derived from bloaf.
Okay, which is another slang term. In order to get to blorf, you need bloaf.
Nancy just had a heart attack.
There's so much slang, okay, that we don't even know. Like, we've gone to second level slang, and this is why I get in trouble. Because you're like, in order to sound blorf, you need to understand bloaf.
Fucking emails, bing, 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 bing.
Like, we need to go back into the fucking Triassic period just to find out where this word came from.
I just want to know if dump can spell derived. That word should have never come out of his mouth.
Okay, so anyways, blorf is a derogatory term for a fucking bloated fat fuck.
Bloaf came from being a blob or a big loaf. So you put them together, bloaf, and then blorf. I just like the R.
Like, I'm just gonna be honest with you, I just like the R. Because like every fat fuck needs an R. Okay, fair enough.
I think it just rolls off the tongue a lot nicer. Blorf.
I can't believe Dump and Dancy are crying.
Dude, I'm fucking crying. That was fucking funny. Okay. So, other than the history of blorf, go ahead.
Anyways, he's a fucking blorf. So. I roll down the stairs and I see two fucking blorfs. Okay, here we go. He claims that she was skinnier than what she was. But the thing is that she took him down. She ain't going to be that skinny.
Yeah, like, right, I'm not a good mathematician.
No.
But you're fat. She not skinny. Too fat.
But we found out later that this worked. Okay? Because the two of them are sitting on the couch and they're bantering back and forth, whatever. And then he pushes her. She farts. He farts. I'm like, tan the fucking fart.
Sleeping or awake?
She's embarrassed, right? He's not.
Awake.
Right? He's like, oh, yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, no, he already fucking took her down anyway. He doesn't care, right? Fuck.
That's Dancy's flirting.
Hold on. Meeting call.
It's a meeting call, yeah.
These do.
And if she calls back, it's meant to be.
But you know what? To his brilliance, okay, he made me fucking cry laughing that same day. So I sit on the fucking chair across from him. And she's like, so what do you guys do for work and whatever? And we're telling her, we're like, oh, yeah, well, I do this, and I'm a salesman, and I do this, whatever. And she's like, I'm a fucking fucking paleoanthiotologistic fucking scientist.
I think she did nails.
Yeah, she did nails.
Exactly. She was Vietnamese.
No. Yeah, so, she did nails.
She comes up with
I'm from the Triassic, paleo, yeah. archives. I think she did nails.
So then this fucking fat fucking blorf looks at me, looks back at her, looks at me, looks back at her, and goes, you can read minds. We both this turn. Yeah. And she's looking at us like we're fucking idiots, right?
You can read minds?
It was fucking so good, because when do you get to pull that out?
You never get an opportunity.
He pulled it out. To his credit, he pulled it out.
And to my credit, I took her down another time later.
Took her down again.
That might be different.
Yeah. Of course, she knew you wanted to take her down before she read your mind there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Don't lie. You had a fucking dart in your neck, and you were transported after.
You're probably not wrong.
He's like, I'm getting sleepy. There's a fucking trank dart in his neck. The wildlife just fucking gave him one real quick. We gotta transport this walrus back to where it belongs.
He'd be a hard guy to trank. You can't get him in the neck.
Get him in the behind the ear.
In the hip,
get
the him in behind the ear. You gotta find another vein.
Dancy, the one of the funniest fucking things ever. I remember, like, me and you were living together.
Yeah.
And fuck me, I have never heard somebody snore so loud in my fucking life.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Dump, I'll let you start because I'm teeing you up here, but I have some shit to say.
Oh, this asshole fucking pull in curtains. Like, I'm telling you, yes, curtains he move could when this asshole fucking snore, man. So the wife is like, oh, yeah, you know what? We got to set him up somewhere else. If he's going to come home after the par and then, you know, spend the night once in a while or whatever, we're going to have to fucking figure him out. So we got this crawl space. So the wife's like, well, we got a single bed. We can put him in the crawl space. I'm like, well, you think that's going to fucking help.
And the average crawl space is not very big, and I'm friggin' huge, so.
And so we put this asshole down there. It sounds like a fucking small generator running under the house. My wife's like, I can hear him still.
I love when you do her voice. It's so good.
Hey, I remember waking up. I didn't know he was over the one night. I remember waking up fucking cross-eyed and pissed off. Okay? Nobody likes to fucking wake up cross-eyed and pissed off. Like, when you wake up and you're like, fuck! What is a... You think somebody's fucking got a jackhammer trying to fucking chisel in the front door. I wake up and I see this house. And I'm like, holy fuck, you fat walrus cunt. So I walk over and I fucking kick him right in the chest. And I'm like, wake up, you fat cunt, you can't be here. I'm like, guy, I was drunk last night, and if I'm waking up like this is not a good situation.
Out of a coma.
Yeah, like, fucking felt like fucking Dracula there. Like, you know when they wake you up, Dracula, like, they're mad, they're gonna bite you. This motherfucker, I'm gonna kick you, okay? I'm fucking not happy, I'm not up, like, it wasn't a good situation. So your wife put, like, after I left the house,
yep.
Your wife went and put a fucking bed down.
A single mattress, yeah. It was a single mattress.
Did it last? Hold on, did it last?
He went down there. He somehow fucking, he oiled himself up or buttered his fucking,
Greek Roman wrestling.
He rolled
in there.
Gave
myself a courtesy spit. And
he got in there, he loved it down there too, because it's cool. Nice and cool, everything's good. And like, other than the fact that it fucking sounds like a small engine running underneath the house, it's fucking okay for
everyone. Just feel like you're camping.
Pretty much. Yeah, you could hear that cocksucker all the way to the top floor. So he's in the basement.
It is one of the loudest things I've ever heard in my life. Like I said, if you wake up fucking angry at somebody and they're on a different level of the fucking house, you're pissed off.
Do you know how many beds I've been kicked out of for snoring?
Oh, yeah.
I took this chick down in Mexico one
time. Okay, taking a chick down means you fucked her. Okay.
Hammered down on her, fucked her.
Made love to her.
Yeah, made love to her. Yeah.
Is that what they call it in your culture?
I took her down.
Mated. I mate.
Manatees mate.
Aren't they endangered? Not enough.
Fuck, you kidding me? He said he took down a couple. They're not that endangered.
Fuck, he's fucking 48.
Not even 40 yet, man. So anyways, I take this chick down. Fucking, she gets to be about 6 o'clock in the morning, and I fucking feel a fist punching me in the back of the head. Like, I'm getting the donkey punch, right? Like, fucking, seriously, like, fucking, I turn around, what the fuck? She's like, you gotta get the fuck out of here. I'm like, all right, see you later. Fucking gone. Okay, like,
but that just proves how angry I was. I wanted to punch you in the fucking head, but I didn't think it would do anything.
If you punch me in the liver, that'll hurt. In the head, doesn't hurt.
Yeah, man. Like, liver's where the fucking booze gets all transferred.
This
okay,
fucking noggin, no chance.
Man. Holy fuck.
Well, that's your anti-walk of shame, though, right? You just get beat up and told to get the fuck out. Yeah. Okay, I'll leave.
Dancy,
sorry, no problem.
Dancy just runs out of the fucking hotel room with his panties in his hand, like, ah!
No walk of shame there.
My shitty G-string. Yeah. Maybe a brisk glittery walk, dildo. And
do I have everything?
Speaking of fucking G-string, take me back to last week when fucking Haniac wanted you to show up to a fucking wear his wife's panty party.
Haniac, what a fucking plug.
I love giving shout-outs to the people that listen to this show. It makes me fucking very happy to do so.
So he gets fucked up, he gets a ride home, goes into his house, fucking, he calls, tells me the next day, heater should have came to my house. I said, why? Because, fuck, it was wicked. I got in my old lady's G-strings, bacon strips, fucking laundry, kept taking selfies and sending them to her in Canmore. He's like, you could have been in them, too. I'm like, oh, fuck, did I miss out?
Like, fuck, but, sounds like a good Saturday night.
Shit, sorry I went home and got a good night's sleep. I would have loved to be in your old lady's bacon strips.
Okay, so, Heater, you showed up smelling like a fucking brewery today. What the fuck happened to you last night?
Big Al's.
Big Al's, okay, so Big Al's is a live entertainment venue. Our buddy was on the, don't say his name, you fucking dick, we don't want to cause any problems. Don't, I see you looking, don't. So anyways, what happened with you and Skinny? Skinny is a human being, by the way.
Yes, the BJ Bandit.
The BJ Bandit.
The
this
Hamburglar,
fucking...
the BJ Bandit.
He's the BJ Bandit.
Fuck, he gets more BJs that nobody knows about.
That's probably the best way.
And the funny part is that we found out about a couple, and it's just like a woman's sex drive, or a woman's amount of people that she has sex with, times it by 90.
Yeah.
And that's the actual number.
Yeah, they're starting to come out of the woodwork. Like, because he is fucking sneaky. He won't. He's been like that since we were 16. He won't fucking tell us. Skinny, you get laid last night? Nope. Nope. Oh. And then there's fucking 42 girls in Forest Lawn coming up to him. Hey, Ryan.
I know. I told you not to say names, you fucking idiot. Skinny. Skinny. Hey, Skinny.
Edit.
He actually might be okay with it, to be honest with you.
Well, he doesn't give a fuck.
No, he honestly doesn't.
Look at the girls he sleeps with. He's not going to give a fuck if we say his name on this.
I love the fact that he is the BJ Bandit, though.
Oh, he was sneaky.
He gets him, and he's out.
Yo, yeah, he's gone.
He dumped. You remember at house parties? That's why we get Hamburglar, too. Because he used to fucking steal. Like, we'd take boxes of frozen hamburgers from my house party. And I go by.
That alone is fucking funny.
I fucking go drop him off at night, and he's on the barbecue 3 a.m, fucking whole box of burgers. Fucking.
Just give me the nod. Even giving me the heads up, hey, yeah, hey.
The fucking one night, there was this chick that used to give me head all the time. I would literally.
Hey, hold on. What?
Well, it's relevant. I would literally go to her house. Her parents were upstairs. She was hot, too. She would give me head. Sometimes I even had a friend with me that would just wait in the living room. I'd go in the bedroom. She'd give me head. The one time... the one time Doyle was with me, she's giving me head in the bedroom, and he's sitting there. He's stealing her mom's homemade wine. So he's crushing the wine.
There's so many layers to this shit.
Because we got a party to go to after. Doyle's 15, and he needs a buzz. He needs a pregame.
Well, yeah, of course.
So he's drinking the wine. Fuck, he comes in. She's under the covers giving me head. And I look at him. I'm like, "What? Get the fuck out of here, man."
Yeah, like the no-fly zone.
And Doyle's like pointing at the watch he doesn't have on his wrist. We got to go. I'm like,
I know it's time to go.
I'm pointing at her head under the covers. No, we don't. Not yet. And she has no idea he's in the room yet. At one point, he grabs her head and starts pushing it down on my root. And she thought it was me. And he's fucking wrap her up.
Come on.
We were at her house
one
night.
No, I'm bareballing this one.
We were at her house one night, 4 a.m. There was 4 or 5 of us, one black guy that we played hockey with. And Skinny decides to take burgers, a frozen turkey, fucking everything out of the fucking freezer. So 4 a.m, we're walking out of this girl's house because her parents weren't home. She gave us the keys to have a hot tub. We're walking out of the house 4 a.m. 4 guys and a black guy walking out.
Hey, and the cops, why?
And
why
cops the black fucking guy? Drive by. And we got boxes of fucking shit at 4 a.m. walking out on the fucking Rundle Horn Drive. Fuck.
Well, I have you here. Your grandpa was one of the funniest fucking old pricks I have ever met in my entire life. Okay? This fucking guy has a philosophy about life that I think all of us old fat, like, the older we get, the more we realize this guy was fucking
beautiful.
He was
beautiful. A
beautiful
man.
Very beautiful. Can you tell me about, what was it, fucking 1980?
Yeah, so he always used to buy shit. So he'd go over there every Sunday or whatever, the family would go over, and he'd tell Moldy, my dad, Moldy, or Glenn, I got you some grapes at the superstore. They were on sale. No relevance. Shit, Moldy didn't like grapes necessarily. Like,
yeah. What is he, a fucking chinchilla? Like,
dad,
he doesn't like
my
grapes.
My dad gives his dad a look.
You can't be raised without
fuck?
Being a grape.
Yeah. Maybe he did like grapes. So
that is amazing because on the last episode we talked about him having the raisin nuts.
Yeah. See, all right, it's all making sense. So, it was actually at my grandpa's funeral. One of his best friends got up to tell the story in front of everyone. And I guess he got them a turkey, him and his wife, for Christmas. So they directly put it in the freezer for a couple months. Christmas Day or the day before, she takes it out to unthaw it. She goes to put it in the oven, opens it up, and the fucking thing's got no legs. Because he got it on discount in the bargain bin. So he fucking phones my grandpa hotter than a fucking hornet. Hey, asshole. This fucking, they had no turkey, no stores are open, it's Christmas.
Yeah.
This turkey you gave me, he's got no fucking legs. And without skipping a beat, my grandpa goes, yeah, what do you want to do with the fucking thing? Dance with it or eat it?
The philosophy is perfect.
I can just picture my grandpa like, what's your fucking problem?
Yeah,
like,
fuck it, you got it from
it was $5.
Okay, so there was an Irish bandit somewhere along the line.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Tansy, I see Tansy laughing.
Oh, little limey motherfucker.
So, can anybody tell me about the fucking Irish bandit that happened the other day?
Well, I worked with about 19 of them. and I brought him over to your. It was your guys' house, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was my house. Yeah.
And Dancy was fucking piled.
That was shift change day. I'll get into that.
Yeah.
shift change day means I get fucking annihilatedly drunk and fucking shit my pants or piss myself.
No, it means that as I'm sleeping, somebody else is coming back to the house because they're wasted now. Now that I've had a nap, I get up, I go back out. They fall asleep on the couch.
It's also the revolving.
It was like a four-day fucking bender where we were doing shift changes like every fucking 7 or 8 hours, right?
Yeah, you give a high five.
Hey,
you're on
the
clock
fuck
now.
Is this guy, hey, learned underneath, buddy.
But, so you did this with an Irish cunt.
No. This little fucker brought the Irish cunt. he brought that little Irish.
He was a beauty too.
So you were minding your own business. You had nothing to do with this Irish prick.
Yeah, no. But he did tell us the Youngs were gypsies, though.
Yeah, I know. He was upset about our family, though.
Yeah.
we're Irish descent, and he says, oh, I know
about the Irish, those bastards, those fucking Youngs,
We told him our last name, and he kind of stepped back a couple of little steps and kind of looked at us like we were fucking no good.
It's funny because in Europe, they all judge you by your last name. They all do.
Yeah.
Okay, I walked into an English bar. I sat down, and the first thing the guy asked me, where are you from? And I said, Canada. He goes, what's your last name? I go, Young. And he goes, you're a bastard. First thing he says to me, and I'm like, I'm in an English bar, and you're an Irish cunt, and you're fucking telling me I'm a bastard.
He looks at me, he's like, I know some Youngs. He takes two steps back from me like I got a knife or something. Like, what the fuck? I'm like, so what happened or whatever? And he's like, no, they're all fucking gypsies. Can't trust them.
You can't trust them. You can't trust them.
So what happened is this fucking little liney guy. So again,
he's a bloody mick.
We're doing shift change, right? So I think it's been 3 or 4 days. We've been back to fucking that karaoke bar there in the Northeast fucking 6 or 7 times in 4 days. Spent copious amounts of money on booze. And again, there's 2 or 3 guys every other night, fucking same, different dude, different guy, fucking chip change on the couch.
Dump's just giving out random hand jobs. These guys are on a rotation. I got guys everywhere.
Okay, you fucking idiots need to calm down for just a minute. Let Dancy fucking speak, because you guys and your fucking hand job story is fucking getting out of hand.
So, in hand,
out of hand. Fair enough.
Out of my hand.
I get up the one morning after this limey. We got fucking twisted all night long. I get up in the morning, fucking get my shoes on, get the fuck out of there. No fucking shoes. My shoes are nowhere to be found.
And this fucker's looking at me sideways because of my last name.
Yeah.
Dude, no, it gets better.
This motherfucker.
Gold cocksucker socks, too.
He took my fucking shoes. His work boots are there. And he had to work in the morning.
He wore steel-toes Tiggs dress shoes.
Steel-toes are my black dress shoes, and he fucking fucks off my black dress shoes. Yep. And my socks.
Fucking socks. we were killing ourselves. Like, I mean, the shoes are one thing. But then he's like, where the fuck are my socks?
So you're gonna expect some fucking prick to steal your shoes? Because that can happen.
That can happen, even by accident.
Even by accident. Oh, they looked like mine, but even though
and the thing is, I drove him home, because obviously I brought him there, and he had no idea. Like, I told him the next day at work, I'm like, you fucking stole my buddy's shoes. Huh, Tyler? I did. No, I didn't. Yeah, you fucking did.
I can see him on your feet right now, Tyler. The thing is that you're not wearing your proper PPE.
Yeah, you're wearing steel. You're wearing dress shoes on a job site, bud. You can't get out of this.
Never got the fuckers back either.
No.
I'm going to be honest with you. I was a little drunk last night. I had a few.
But
I'm Irish too.
Socks
are
premeditated.
And socks are premeditated. That would make you guilty as charged all the way
through. I'd like to know how he lost his socks.
I was going to say, with Dancy snoring, you never know. They might have gone in his fucking gullet. Fucking clump down the fucking pipe.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's why I'm so
what
fat.
Is it? What is this fucking... Hold
got
on.
A pair of woolies.
I got a pair of woolies in my neck.
Impossible.
Okay, whatever that was, Narc, I'm going to be honest with you. That's fucking erroneous. This isn't Disney. That is erroneous.
Well, that them,
oh, but... he got swallowed. No. The fact of the matter is that did you have the socks on your feet? When you went to bed.
When probably I went to bed, I had the socks on my feet when I went to bed.
So the thing is that you can't wear woolies with dress socks, so at least he was fashionable.
Were they nice socks?
He was wearing woolies.
Here, like little sporty ones, like these ones.
Fuck, put those away.
where the fuck did you find sporty socks?
Fuck, my question
did
is...
You steal
just
those
because
from?
I have athlete's foot doesn't mean I'm an athlete, right?
My question is, why... Why didn't you find tough actin to nactin? Maybe that's my question.
I don't know.
He's like,
I got nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, this brings us to our email portion of the show. And the thing is, we've got a ton of emails, ton of stuff that we got to get through. What I've decided to do is give you some of the snippets of some of the things that we've actually gotten in. Some of them are half thoughts. And you know something? I don't mind if you text me and write me when you're fucking hammered, because that actually makes me happy. Because the thing is, you may not make it to the show, but this show, we're actually going to give you... We're going to give two shout-outs to a couple people. Okay. Smelly, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm ready. I'm ready to read.
All right, Smelly, go ahead.
Okay. All right, so... I'm a little girl, but man, do my farts pack a punch.
Fucking girls.
I find it absolutely hilarious, but everyone else that's in the room, not so much.
No, nobody finds that funny.
We had friends over one evening. I had been busy painting the walls and was finishing up on the higher parts. We had been eating junk most of the day by my stomach's nemesis. So I was particularly gassy that evening. As one of our friends walked by, I also let go of a silent but very deadly fart.
Fuck.
Being on a ladder, it landed right in his face.
Oh.
He ate it. Full on.
Okay, farts don't land.
Girl shit.
Farts don't land. Like, what is this, a fucking 747 fucking fighter? They don't land.
They rise just... like cake. They don't land. You've never baked a cake in your life.
He's eating a lot. Yeah, he's eating a lot.
All right. So that's it for that one. Let's move on here. Let's see. All right. Out camping with a bunch of friends. Of course, drinking and getting those late-night drunk hunger pangs. Knowing full well I shouldn't eat hot dogs or other severely processed foods, but being too hungry to care, down goes a hot dog, which decided to come back to haunt me at around 2 a.m. that night. Starting first with nausea and ended up getting up and sitting outside on the camper's steps holding a shit bag in front of me.
Ooh.
I threw up so much, I almost filled that damn bag. I then realized that the other end was calling. At that time of year, our trailer was still winterized and we had set up what we have named the Smug Mahal. It's a pavilion with walls. Inside, each couple had set up their hunter toilets. Essential, one of those large buckets with a toilet seat on it. This being a true shit emergency, I dart across the campsite, lantern in hand, butt cheeks clenched so tightly. Have you ever tried to run fast with your asshole puckered? It's not easy.
Is it weird that I got a chubber right now?
Can't be done.
Would.
I never ran in my life.
All he heard was asshole puckered and why do I got a chubber?
It's not easy. I barely get to our toilet in time, sit down, and let a rip. Next thing I know, I feel the warmth swoosh go all up my back. I sat there wide-eyed thinking, if I just shit up my back, how do I clean that in the middle of nowhere without running water? I slowly wrap my hands in the toilet paper and wipe my back. Nothing. There's nothing there.
Scared the fuck out of me.
To my absolute relief, the swoosh was just hot air from the damn shit bag we put in the hunter toilets.
Okay, wow. People that have sensory problems bother me. Yes. Because I thought shit went up the back. Didn't you think shit went up the back?
I've had a hot fart that hit my ears before.
Whoa, TV timeout. Coach me through this.
You've never had a hot fart hit your ears?
Listen, I don't have a fucking Macho Man Randy Savage fucking haircut like you do.
Fair. I got a sweet bit of salad out the back. He's kicking.
I know that I have had a fart come out the front of my bag.
Oh, the one that's
called a quiff.
That's
called a quiff.
No, okay.
That's a lot of fucking ground to cover.
Before you get into this dump, I need to give a shout out to Jay Bennett for the sponsor of our email portion. Dump, you had a fart come up and did it move your bag?
I had to have, because the thing is if it comes out the fucking, it comes out the back usually, or even up your back, could tickle your neck, whatever.
But whenever, if you had a neck, yeah.
Whenever you're sitting,
it would
be
tickled.
Tough, flat surface, and everything is tight. It's got nowhere to go but up the front, right? He goes, plick, poof. And what will happen is
like a Dragon Ball Z.
What it does is you don't hear the noise because there is no noise. Because it just slips through the cracks up the front.
No, that's a quick.
And then what it does. But you know this. It gives a popping noise. When it gets right out front. Pop. You know this.
Have you seen his neck?
I'm on the line. I've had this.
Hold on. I need to just hear me out. Dump rubbed his fucking finger up his ball sack, and then halfway to the microphone went pop. Okay.
He came up. Because the thing is, I can't hear it if it's down there. So it had to have popped when it was halfway to my fucking ears.
Like a fart bubble.
I can just picture you sitting on your bed contemplating this fart. Like, how did it pop so late?
The physics of this fart.
Yeah. This is fucking mind-boggling.
This is science.
You need fucking David Attenborough to come in and
narrate the shit.
I don't understand why the fart does this, but the thing is it sometimes it does. This is the wondrous nature that we live in today.
That's not bad.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for coming out to Chubby Carcass tonight. Get me on email, chubbycarcass@gmail.com. Give me your best shit stories, your best fucking vagina stories, your best dick stories, your fuck, if you got a dick pic that I want to know about, ladies and gentlemen, that is it, that is all. Thank you very much. Narc.
Yep.
Thank you for coming out, Dump.
Yeah.
Dancy, you fucking no-neck walrus-looking son of a bitch. How's it going?
Love you, boys. Thanks for having me.
Heater, always a pleasure. And Smelly, my best friend in the entire world. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'm out.